We're joined now by the leader of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou McDonald. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
So you were listening there to our report from Connor. No doubt you're getting reports from constituencies or local government areas right across Northern Ireland as these results begin to come in. What kind of a day do you think it's going to be for Sinn Féin?
Well, yes, I think it will be the story of this election will be, as Connor has said, a very strong endorsement from not just the nationalist electorate, but beyond that, for progress, for change, for the institutions of government to be back up and running. I mean, that was the dominant theme throughout this campaign. It seems that we have polled very, very strongly. I'm getting news literally as we speak of colleagues elected all across the north. And in some cases, we're going to score historic firsts. We've certainly in some areas we seem to have doubled our votes since 2019. So it's a very, very strong performance. And I'm very clear that very strong Sinn Féin performance is built on that desire for progress and for change, just as we hear echoed right across the country and in the north today. People have come out in numbers for that.
Do you think Sinn Féin will at the end of the day be the biggest party in local government?
That is our ambition, and I said throughout the campaign that was our target, and that there was a possibility that we could achieve that. We ran more candidates than we have ever run in local elections in the north before. So the counting is underway, Brian. Right. I will say that I am quietly hopeful, quietly optimistic, but I wouldn't like to call that now.
Looking beyond then this election and to its potential implications for those efforts, as I say, to get power sharing back up and running, if the DUP can hold their own, will that take us that bit closer to a resumption of power sharing?
Well, look, I mean, we could, I think, safely reflect that a year on from the last Assembly election, and just given everything else, everything that's happening in Ireland and across the world, that there is a very obvious need for leadership and for government in the north. And to be honest with you, I don't believe that the DUP can sustain for very much longer the position that they've held, which is to stay out, whilst everybody else, whatever their view on the protocol and all that flowed from Brexit, everybody else knows and understands that we need to get in and get things back up and running. I don't know how the DUP will calculate matters, how they will assess their own performance one way or the other. What I do know is that it is absolutely not credible, and it's certainly not acceptable for us to remain in the kind of limbo that we've had for the last 12 months. So I would renew my appeal to Geoffrey Donaldson and to the DUP to simply come and work with the rest of us, and let's make politics work for everybody.
Right. If I could turn to other matters, the protests which we've seen this week at Inch in County Clare, at that centre which has been designated for international protection applicants. Now, Minister of State Joe O'Brien visited the area last evening, met with local people and asked them, promised that the government would pause further admissions to this centre, but also urged people to stand down their protest and to lift the blockade. Would you support that call? Should the blockade be lifted now?
Well, Brian, we shouldn't be in this position to begin with. And it seems to me that whatever about the minister now visiting after the fact, the government seemed to have learned nothing. They don't seem to have the basic respect or regard for communities to give information in a timely and coherent fashion. They don't have the respect or regard for communities to invest the very necessary resources that have to accompany new people coming into any community. And I think they have set us on a course of confrontation and ugliness and upset that could have been avoided with competent planning, with clear communication and with goodwill.
The protests in Clare have been peaceful. I think you'd accept that. And we have now this very direct appeal for people to give a breathing space here, that there'll be no further admissions, but the blockade should be lifted. And I'm just wondering, do you support that or not? Should the blockade be ended now?
Well, there shouldn't be any blockade or any protests. And you'll be well aware, I'm sure, sure, Brian, that on previous, I mean, seven months ago or so, we had a very similar situation in my own constituency in East Wall. And on that occasion, local people came out voicing concerns that sound very similar, although the location is different from what people are saying in Clare. And I have said consistently that I don't believe that protests outside of the accommodation offered for vulnerable people who have a legal right to rely on protection of this state is the way to approach things. That's my position. That's been clear for some time. But I also know that the communities in question are reflecting a very real frustration and anger with government, because this has been so badly handled. And the kind of upset that we now witness is the responsibility for that lies with all of government, not just Roderick Gorman.
Consultation is one thing, but there's also this question of whether a local community can and should have a veto over who would move into its areas. Can local communities have that sort of veto?
No, of course they can't. And I have to say to you, when you actually take time to talk to people, and more importantly, to listen to people and to hear what their anxieties are, you will hear people say, we need additional capacity for GPs. Our schools don't have the resources that we need. Our communities themselves, in terms of community resources, have been shortchanged anyhow, and we can't cope realistically with bigger numbers. So this, let's not go down that rabbit hole. I don't hear anybody demanding a veto. What I hear is real concern for resources, for respect, for clear communication, and for government to demonstrate, for goodness sake, some level of competence in dealing with all of this.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald, thanks for talking to us on the News at One.